sign.
That question again about the place where it's taken.
I don't know what was the matter with the machine right
you
there. Let me ask that question again about the place where you'd be taken if you were drunk overnight.
Well, if you're arrested, you'd be taken into custody. They'd go to the courthouse, and which then they have to book you, or more or less write the warrant. And then you're put in jail for, if it's on a certain charge, you can make bond. Certain charges, you have to stay so many hours, and then you can make bond. And then you can go to court.
Is there a special place in the jail where just people, just drunks might put?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a drunk tank or anything?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of a drunk tank, but I don't know if they've got one here.
What would a policeman carry for protection?
Well, they do in their cars, they carry.
Well, they carry what we call a nightstick. They carry a pistol, revolver.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about the only thing that they're allowed to carry. What they do in their cars, they carry a shotgun.
Do you have names for different types of handguns?
Well, they only accept the names that the manufacturers give them, or unless it's an issued gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Metropolitan Government or the Police Department will issue the gun to the officer. They'll call it certain type of issue, police issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what they call it.
What other names would you have for a prostitute?
And what building calls
for the only names that I know would be prostitute or whore.
Any joking names? Or old-fashioned names?
I don't know any of them. I'm sure it is something.
Okay. And what's the building called where several prostitutes work?
How about the
The only thing I know would be a house of ill repute.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the managers of prostitutes?
That's the house mother, I believe.
How about the men that go out and solicit on the streets for them?
They call them a pimp.
And what would you call a man who lies around on the street having had too much alcohol all the time?
Well, he's a drunk or a bum or alcoholic. He's a poor fella.
Well, would there be a difference if he was drunk or if he was just out of work?
Well, they still call some of them a bum.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have a place to stay, and then again, they don't have I don't really know.
What do you call a cheap hotel that might cater to bums?
And then what is the kind of stuff that some young
people... Flop house.
Mm-hmm. And then what are the things that people smoke? Well, first of all, just the ordinary things.
Cigarettes. Cigars.
Mm-hmm. And then what is the kind of stuff that some young people smoke that's illegal?
The only thing I know is they call it pot.
Okay. Do you know names of any harder drugs?
Marijuana, LSD, stuff is advertised.
Is marijuana the same as pot or is it different?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call a person who is addicted to drugs?
He's a dope addict.
And how about a person who sells them?
Pusher.
All right. Do you have any slang names for money?
Well, they call it money, moolah, and cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay. And what did you call that kind of place where you might, if you needed some cash in a hurry, you might take your watch and leave it?
It's a pawn shop.
Yeah. And then, do you have any slang names for wine, cheap wine, not brand names? A name for the worst section of town, a place where drunks and bums might hang out.
That's what they call Skid Row.
All right. And then, do you have any general names for X-rated movie theaters?
X-rated. I have a name.